Hey everyone, welcome back to Recently Retired. Yikes, just started over my words there. What's like the tic tac sound? Did you miss us?
Tic tac.
TikTok. It's been a long day. I just had to go to Target because I didn't have an adapter and Libby took hers to North Carolina.
Okay, anyways. Here's a funny story to start off. So we got
Can
these
you stop
mics.
Moving around?
I'm not.
It's really annoying.
We got these mics from Target, and you needed to use like an adapter because we have the USB-Cs. So we just ordered them on Amazon and whatever. And Tori's like, yeah, we have to order these on Amazon. I'm like, okay. So we ordered them, and then we ended up not being able to use those mics because they didn't work in the same computer. So we're like, oh, we have to buy these other things off Amazon. Like, let's return the stuff from Target. So Tori goes and returns the things in Target. And then I'm like, where's our adapters? And she's like, I have no idea. Like, I swear I did not put them in that Target box, but I can't find them anywhere. And I'm like, why don't you just call Target right now and check and see? And she's like, I'm not going to call them and have them look through it. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, then you have to buy me another one. And of course she doesn't. And then we only needed one because we were using and we had an extra one at the house.
It's so annoying.
I literally haven't moved it once.
Well, I can hear it, and I bet the listeners can too.
That's just your computer running because it's so tired.
Just like you when you run.
Yeah. Anyways. And so we had one, and it was hooked up to my thing, and then she's like, oh no, we don't have an extra one. Like, just last night, she's texting me, like, make sure you have one tomorrow morning. Like, double check in the morning that you have one. I'm like, okay. So I check in the morning, and I'm like, I have one. And then
you didn't text me that you had it, though.
Okay, but I looked because I had a reminder because I use my reminders at 8 a.m. It said, check to see if you have the adapter. I check. I see I have it. She's like, make sure you have it. Then it's 8 p.m. and I'm like, okay, I'm leaving work. Like, are you ready to record when I get home? She's like, I don't have an adapter. You're actually joking.
I really thought Connor or Dad might just have one laying around. Dad's
You have to double check that you have one.
Okay, that's a hilarious story. I'm sure everybody's laughing so hard.
But I feel like people can just finally see you for who you truly are.
that was bad. I'm not going to lie. I'm like exhausted. I work today and I'm like, I really have to go to Target at 8:30 right now. And then we have to record starting at 9 because this is like going to be released tomorrow and we just couldn't care less to record it before.
I think you're screaming.
I think you're annoying. And your mic, I can hear it ruffling against Maisie Moo.
It's because I'm laughing.
Well, stop laughing.
Yeah, we got new weighted stuffed animals.
Yeah, at Target, they're called, what are they called? The brand?
I don't know.
Oh, Pillow Fort. They're Pillow Fort, and they're like weighted stuffed animals that you can cuddle with, and it actually feels like a baby is against you. And I just got Spiky tonight. And
I feel like we're very late to the trend.
Yeah, but if other people are late to the trend, now's the time. They're $20 at Target. And Spike's worth every penny, even though I just got him 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Anyways, just wanted to say we hope you all had an amazing holiday break, if you had a break or time off, spent it with the people you enjoy being around most. We went out to Salt Lake City, as we told you last episode, which was a lot of fun. And then Libby took her move down to North Carolina, so that's why we are having to do this over Zoom kind of thing.
Yeah, that was also a funny story. I was telling our viewers last episode, like, oh, are we going to record an episode next week and let it out? Like, probably not. And Tori's like, no, yeah, there'll be an episode out on Thursday. I'm like,
okay, well, then we left our mics at Aunt Amy's where we were recording.
But we still weren't going to bring them to Salt Lake City.
No,
and then you went straight to
home.
You're just out of your mind.
We were going to record, like, that weekend when we got home.
Yeah.
And if you don't stop moving your mic, I'm going to punch you to the screen. What was that?
Sorry, my computer became unplugged.
Back away your mouth from that mic right now. I swear to God, you just screamed in people's ears. You might be the worst podcast host known to man. Anyways, let's get into today's topic. We are talking about, where are you?
Trying to plug in my computer.
Why is it not plugged in? You told me 7 times, have your computer plugged in before we get started. I don't want it to die.
It got unplugged somehow.
Okay, that's actually extremely annoying to people trying to listen to a podcast and you can't even have your shit plugged in. And now you're moving your mic around and it's like this.
Are you swearing? What if there's kids listening?
Who? Do you know any kids that listen? Because I don't.
I do, actually.
Who?
My friends in Iceland.
They're not kids. They're older than 18.
No. Embla's only 13.
Okay, well, she swears all the time anyways. Anyways, we are talking about confidence. What?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say maybe she's 14 now, but because she just had her birthday.
Happy birthday, queen. Yeah, so we're going to talk about confidence in kind of all areas of life, not just specifically related to soccer, but I think confidence is such a huge part of life when you're really walking into any room, like whether, you know, it's a job or it's a new team or it's just like you with your friends or going on a date, like confidence can play such a big role in any of those aspects, so... Do you want to get started, Livy, and just talk about, like, your experiences with confidence? Like, what was a time where you felt like you were really confident in your life, and why did you maybe feel that way at the time?
Yeah, so...
If you ever have felt confident.
Yeah, no, I definitely have. I think, like, probably my freshman year in college, like...
Stop moving your mic.
I'm not moving my mic. Like, seriously.
Well, just when we replay it, you're going to be able to hear it.
I haven't moved my mic a literal second. Anyways, I would say my freshman year in college, like, probably like my first couple games, like, I had like 3 goals in the first 2 or 3 games. And, like, an assist, and I don't know, all the seniors and juniors were, like, hyping me up and making me feel really good about myself. So I felt very confident.
So you felt like it was outside factors feeding your confidence?
Yeah, definitely. But also, like, I think, obviously, like, within myself, like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it, like, because you weren't playing and stuff, and the longest time we always bounced off each other, but I was like, no, like, I actually am good. Yeah, so I think for sure a lot of it came from outside factors, but it also, when you do something you, like, didn't know if you could do and you kind of proved yourself wrong, that also helped me build a lot of confidence, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Like, when you tell yourself, like, you might not be able to do something, and then you go and do it, that can kind of help boost confidence for sure. And then I think you were kind of lucky enough during that freshman year to have juniors and seniors that kind of created that environment for you to feel confident. So if, you know, you're going into a workplace or somewhere and, like, you don't really get that from your coworkers or employers or teammates or friends, like, make sure you have outside sources in your life that aren't connected to that, that can help fuel your confidence. So whether that's family or friends, but just, like, place you can go to where somebody can, like, tell you, like, hey, you're doing a really good job today, or, like, I'm proud of you, or, you know, you maybe never thought you were going to do this job and now you're saying like, oh, I wish I could have done this better. Like, no, let's stop and appreciate where you are right now. And having those people in your life and in your corner can help kind of boost that confidence, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What about a time maybe that you were super confident and then a time that you weren't, and kind of how you dealt with those issues?
I feel like I was confident like most of high school, just as a player and as a person. And I think a lot of that came kind of naturally for me a little bit. But I think it is just like, also I always felt like our parents and siblings like made us believe in ourselves. And when somebody fosters that belief in yourself, you can have that confidence. So I believed I could achieve an All-American award, or I believed I could like make friends and like do a lot of fun things. And yeah, I know. I think I just being sure of myself, like I liked the clothes that I wore, or like I liked the certain way, like I did my hair, even though it wasn't like cute. Like you can, you know, Grace hated my style in high school and was like, I can't believe you actually wore that to school. But if I felt comfortable in it and I felt like me and I felt like I was showing off like my personality and the things I wore and the things I did, and like I was kind of like a class clown, you know, joking person, and I was just honest to who I was. And I think that always helps my self-confidence grow. It's like being honest of like, is this who I really am? Is this who I truly want to be? So if you're finding yourself in the predicament of like, I'm lacking confidence in certain areas, like ask yourself, are you being honest with yourself? Are you being true to who you are, to your personality, to your traits, to your values, to your goals? And if you're not, that can maybe bring your confidence down, because you can't be confident if you're faking it. Like if, I mean, there is like, you can fake confidence and act like you're confident, but we're talking about true confidence on this episode. Like how can you get that true confidence and really feel comfortable in yourself? So I think that's a big piece of as to why I was confident, was because I wasn't trying to be somebody I wasn't. And I felt like it was okay to be me. And even if some people critiqued it, like if I felt good, then I was happy. So that was definitely a time that I felt really confident. You know, I was on top of my game soccer wise. So that always helped. I had coaches who instilled belief in me, who, you know, gave me praise when I needed it, but also let me hear it when I needed a kick in the ass. Excuse my language for the children listening.
Swear words.
And then a time that I didn't feel confident, I feel like coming back from my ACLs was tough. I mean, I was confident, like I could like convince myself, like in my mind, like I was like, just go step on the field and act like you're the best player. Like, just do that. Like, just act like you're the best player. Tell yourself you're the best player. But it's hard to, you know, just tell yourself that over and over when you don't believe it truly. So like I did try to fake it till I make it in my mind, and I tried to kind of convince myself to just have that belief when I stepped on the field, because I knew that would help me. But deep down I knew like I was in a lot of pain, I was struggling. So I think my true confidence kind of slacked and was lower because I wasn't being honest with where I was. I was trying to kind of lie to myself a little bit. But it also helped when I lied to myself a little bit and tried to convince myself to just believe that I was, you know, I was the best player every time I stepped out on the field. But I think confidence too, when I came off the field and knew I wasn't performing to the way I used to perform, it's just like, it sucks. And it sucks like in anything you're doing. If like, you know, you're not being the friend you want to be, or the friend you know you can be, or you're not, you know, performing at your job to the standard you know you can, it never feels good when you leave that, you know, hang out with your friend, or when you leave that, you know, that day long job where you were supposed to get a lot accomplished and you didn't. So I think also like doing things can help build your confidence, like feeling over prepared. So like, you know, being on top of your stuff can just help boost that confidence, because you're not constantly being like, what am I doing wrong? feeling kind of just like crappy after you leave somewhere. But I don't know. Did I explain that well, Libby?
Yeah, I feel like you got a little off topic, but that's okay.
Oopsie.
No, like, still really good advice, but, like, can you be a little bit more specific? Like, when you were feeling, like, not confident, really low, like, what helped you? Like, obviously you said faking it sometimes did, sometimes didn't, but, like, if someone is struggling with their confidence, what would be your advice?
Yeah, I think this may sound, like, really silly, but like for me, like I love having my nails done and going to get my nails done, and it could be like anything for you. Like it could just be like, you know, putting on makeup, going to the gym, doing something that makes you feel like you and makes you feel good. Like when I get a fresh set of nails, like I just feel better, I feel confident, I love doing things with my nails, I love being able to look at them. And that actually sounds so stupid, but it's true. Like if you're feeling low in confidence right now, like whenever you're listening to this, find time in your day to do something that makes you feel good and makes you feel like you. And, you know, whatever it is, it could just be like, you know, something that like you like to do, whether that's like drawing or painting, or if you like, you know, yoga, and just get back to yourself. And once you do something for you, you start to realize like, all right, I need to start putting myself first more because I start to feel better. And I think that eventually leads to confidence. But another way, like I think confidence when I was struggling with my confidence was just like really doing like internal work. So like when I was going to therapy, like, you know, and you don't have to go to therapy, but you can maybe, you know, write in a journal. God bless.
Thank you.
You know, write in a journal, like, am I surrounding myself with people who make me feel good about myself? Am I having positive self-talk? Am I constantly comparing myself to others? And these are questions you can kind of write down, you can think about, you can, you know, work on in therapy if you're in therapy or plan to be. But I think those are just conversations to have with yourself right now of like, am I doing things that are going to help me be more confident? Or am I just kind of sitting here saying, oh, I lack confidence, I guess that sucks for me. And you're feeling kind of stuck. Ask yourself, am I doing things that make me feel good? Am I surrounding myself with those people? Am I stuck in a cycle, and do I want to break it? What are things I can do to break it? And I think those things to look at, and especially positive self-talk. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I'm not nice to myself. And like, it's just like, that's a way to kind of pull your confidence down, is to just, you know, tell yourself you're not good enough, or you're not doing, like, talk to yourself about the positive things. Just be like, on your way to work, like, got up, had a good breakfast, like, let's go. Like, it doesn't have to be like, I love myself, I love my body, because sometimes we're not having those days. But you can find other ways to include positive self-talk, I think.
Yeah, I saw this video and it was like, I think you sent it to me actually.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like, basically like stop setting, well, this is not exactly what she said, but I kind of interpreted it, like stop setting unrealistic expectations for yourself and then letting yourself down. So like, oh, I'm going to get up and go to the gym at 7 a.m. 5 days a week. If you're not going to do that, don't write that in your Sunday journal and tell yourself you're going to do that, because you're just going to get upset with yourself. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, like, if I want to get up and go to the gym before work, like, I'm setting the expectation of, like, 2 days a week. Because, like, I know I can do that, and then I'll be proud of myself. Or if I do more, I'll be proud of myself. But I'm not going to set the, even though I want to go every day, I'm not there yet. So I'm not going to tell myself that and then let myself down. It's like she was saying, if you're talking to a friend, like, okay, we're going to go get coffee tomorrow. And then you bail on your friend. Like, that's not cool. So don't bail on yourself, type thing. But then you're not going to set a coffee date up with your friend if you know you have something else planned. Same thing. Like, if you know you need your sleep and you're tired and you're not going to get up, and don't set that expectation of yourself to then let yourself down. And the same thing with the self-talk you were saying. Like, I know people say, like, would you say that to your best friend? So don't say it to yourself. And, like, that's a lot easier said than done. Mm-hmm. But it is sometimes a good reminder if you're like thinking like that, like, what if someone called my best friend that? You would want to hit them. But like you say it to yourself all the time. So I think that can be a good reminder too of like focusing on self-worth and self-care and self-talk and all that. Like, again, we're very privileged in the way that we have a lot of outside factors who help us with that. So people who don't, like, you really have to, I mean, we have to be cautious of it too, but like if you don't have that privilege, then it's like the most important thing in the world to have yourself and be okay with yourself and love yourself.
Yeah, and I think the first step is being aware of that self-talk. Because a lot of the times, like, people just go through their lives, like, not even recognizing the conversations that are going on in their head about themselves. And you never just stop and think about it. So if you're kind of starting this journey of, like, trying to build your confidence and listening to this episode right now, like, recognize the things you're saying to yourself. Recognize how you talk to yourself. Recognize how you comment on your body, how you comment on your ability to do certain tasks, and just be aware of it. And I think it's, like you said, that was a great example to talk about. But, you know, these things we're talking about, self-talk and, you know, self-care and stuff, like, how does that correlate to confidence? Like, how would you describe, Libby, how that correlates to confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think some people might say confidence is a choice, but I feel like a lot of it is kind of instilled in you at a young age. You know, like if you're told over and over you're beautiful by someone, like you start to believe it. So I don't think it's necessarily something that's chosen as much as something that it can be if you work on it really hard. But some things are just built within you at a young age and then you kind of grow with it. But positive self-talk builds confidence in the way where, like, If you're wearing a pretty outfit and someone says, "Oh, I really like your outfit," like that boosts your confidence, right? I would think, like, it boosts mine. So it's the same thing, like, when you tell yourself self-talk, where you, like, do a face mask and your skin's all glowy and you made your bed in the morning, like, that builds your confidence because you feel good about it. Like, I guess it's that feeling of feeling good. And confidence is a feeling too, where it can, like, come and go and weave. You're not always going to be one way or the other. But yeah, I would describe it as, like, yeah, when you are doing those things for yourself to make yourself feel better, your confidence is going to grow slowly. It just is. Like, if someone different complimented something you had on or something about you being kind every single day of the week, like, your confidence will grow. So, like, you can be that person for yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's also important to talk about comparison when we're talking about confidence, because comparison can really hurt your self-confidence. I know, we say it every week, man. Mm-hmm. Comparison is the theft of joy. But in particular, I think comparison and confidence, because nobody in the entire world is like you. Like, you are so unique and different. And that's where confidence comes from. Like, true confidence is knowing who you are and what you bring to every table in your life and every aspect of your life. And if you try to be like somebody else and you try to compare yourself, like, oh, I'm going to try to do the things that, you know, this person's doing, or I'm going to try to, you know, act like this because my friend acts like this, that's going to kill your confidence, because you're not being true to yourself and you're comparing yourself and trying to make yourself somebody you're not. And I think that's where comparison is a huge part of confidence, because how can you compare yourself when you can only ever know your own confidence and you can only ever know what's going on in your mind? We're never going to know what's going on in other people's minds. We can't control it, you know. Like Mel Robbins says, like, the let them theory, you know, you have to let them think what they're going to think and do what they're going to do. You can only can control you. So how can you control the way that you treat people, the person that you are, and the things that you do in life? Because at the end of the day, it is just you, and it's you and your mind. So stop comparing yourself to other people and stop acting like your confidence is going to come from somebody else, because it's not.
Period. No, I completely agree. Like, obviously, being a twin, like, we were always compared to each other. We were always comparing ourselves to each other. And I think that can be really hard, too, because it's like, oh, she got this, but I didn't get this. Or even with siblings, like, we were talking about with our mom, too. It's like, oh, you gave them this amount of money, and you get, but, and then it's the same thing with social media, where it's like, you know, we're 23, and then you see a 23-year-old making $1 million traveling the world through being an influencer, or you see a 23-year-old professional athlete, and you see a 23-year-old she's doing marketing for the NFL, and she's at all these games, and you're like, why isn't my life like that type thing? I don't know, it's just, it's hard when you see all these other things that other people are doing, and you're like, should that be me? Like, should I be doing that? Why didn't I work hard enough here or do that there? And it's like, I feel like that is something that constantly tears down my confidence personally, because I don't know, the last couple of weeks I've like just been super busy with moving and working that I haven't been on. And I'm like, I genuinely feel so much better because I'm not constantly reminded of how much better I may think someone else's life is, even though social media can be fake and those lives might not be real, but it's just a constant reminder of someone at the beach every day, and you're just like, oh, I want that. But then you take a step back from that and you're not seeing that every day. Like, you start to enjoy your everydays, and you're like, look at the steps I'm taking to grow my life. Like, look at the life I'm building for myself. Look at the people I have in my corner. And I think that's also super important to know, is like taking a step inside of your own reality and stop looking at everyone else's, either fake or real reality. I don't know.
I think that was a really good point.
Period.
I love the way that you said take a step into your own reality, because it's like nobody else's reality. Yeah. Start that as a hashtag, everybody getting going around. No, I think, like, no, it's so true, because it's like your self-confidence is going to sink if you think you're supposed to be those people and your life's supposed to look like that. And you truly do miss out on all the joys in your own life and all the things that you could be doing and the people that are around you and, you know, the friends you could be making and the connections you could be having, but instead you choose to just sit there and sulk and watch other people and think that they're happier than you because for that 15-second video or a minute video you saw, they looked happy. Like, come on. I just think that's really important, because if you're on your, you know, trying to build your self-confidence right now, big thing is get off of social media. Like, go on, you know, if you want a little bit, see your friends, you know, comment, whatever, but then get off. Like, you should never be on the Explorer page, like, scrolling through bikini pictures and models. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, these pictures that these girls look tiny in, or, like, you should never be just, like, scrolling on that Explorer page and just watching other people live their lives, because it's not real. And it's, I don't know, I think it's really important, because your self-confidence can plummet if you start comparing your life to theirs and you start missing all the amazing things in your life.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, like, social media plus the comparison is like, oh, why does her body look like that? And it's like, one, we don't know if that's real, and two, if not, like, good for her, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to not compare yourself when it's in your face all the time. But I think when we're talking about confidence, to be able to build yourself up, one, you can't be tearing other people down and saying, like, oh, that's not real, like, she's on Ozempic or whatever the case may be. Like, that's not going to build your self-confidence. Like, let everyone rock. Let everyone do what they want to do. Let everyone live their life. But be cautious, too, to know that whatever they are doing is best for them, but it doesn't take away, like, what you're doing. And I think it's really hard also, like, when you're working out a lot or you're trying to eat right, you're doing things right and you're not seeing a difference, or, you know, you're working really hard at your job trying to get a promotion and you don't see it, or, you know, in college you see these girls working day in and day out and they still don't get any playing time. And it's like, these things, you're trying so hard to build up your own confidence, but outside factors, unfortunately, like, keep knocking you down a peg. So So what would you recommend to people who are in those types of situations? Like, how do you keep your confidence?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would say your confidence isn't going to come when you suddenly get that promotion or you suddenly step on that field. It's not going to come with accolades or job titles. Like, confidence doesn't just show up when all of a sudden you get the thing you were working for. Confidence needs to be instilled on that hard work you do day in and day out. And I think recognizing the work you're doing and being proud of yourself for showing up every day is how you build confidence. And if you're in that position right now, look at what you've done so far. Be proud of yourself for what you're doing right now and recognize that the work you're doing right now, it may not get you on the field. It may not get you that promotion, but you're going to learn. You're going to grow as a person. You're going to find new things out about yourself and about what you can do and about what your boundaries are and about the obstacles you can overcome. And that's where you look for the confidence. Look for the confidence in those things, in the things that you're doing every day and the habits that you're creating for your future self. And don't continue to base your confidence off that end goal or those end results. Because it's like, oh, if my goal weight is 120, it's like all these people I've heard and talked to and spoken to are like, once you get there, you're not any happier. Like, yeah, you may be happy for 15 minutes to an hour and be proud of yourself. Yay. And then you're like, okay. Like, that's not where confidence comes from. Confidence comes from reminding yourself that you're putting your heart into this and you're giving 110% and you're passionate about something and you're building creativity in your mind and you're setting a growth mindset for yourself. That's where the confidence comes in. And I think telling yourself to recognize and stop and appreciate the work that you're doing right now, instead of looking for that end goal and thinking, once I get to that end goal, that's when I'm going to be confident. That's when I know I'm going to be able to do all these things. You're already doing them, queen. You're already doing them. You don't need that title to go get the confidence. Be confident now in the things that you're doing. And, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. You know, that hard work may pay off in the promotion and it may pay off in playing time. But if it doesn't, you can still gain confidence from all those other things I just talked about.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think it's really hard to keep working towards something when the end goal seems like it's getting further and further away or that you'll never reach it. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I feel like a lot of things can't be like prize driven or accomplished driven. Like, you know, things that are out of your control are things that it's really hard to put all of your like self-worth in that one box. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, if this happens or if this doesn't happen, which are all factors like outside of your control, like a promotion, like playing time, whatever the case may be. I think it's really easy just to like put all of your self-worth into that, but which I think then again like affects your confidence so poorly, but it's also just like so hard. Because if there's only one thing that you think that you're working towards or that you've been working towards your whole life and you don't see it getting like any closer, like how are you supposed to maintain that confidence in yourself?
Yeah. No, I think another thing would be to look at like what other parts of my life can I look to grow in? Right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're like you just said, if you have this one goal in life to get there, but it's out of your control if you get there, start mm-hmm. looking in other areas of your life that you hold the control that can build your confidence, right? So if you sign up for a half marathon, that's in your control. You can choose to get up and run and, you know, do long runs on the weekend and, you know, do that stuff. And that can help build your confidence because that's something in your control. And that's just an example. But I think when you put all your eggs in that one basket and put all your self-worth in there and say, if I don't make partner, then like I'm a failure. But if you have other things in your life that you're doing and other goals you've set and other plans and aspirations, then if you don't make partner, it's going to sting and it's going to suck and you're going to get knocked down a peg of your confidence, but you're going to be able to find it in other areas of your life. Does that make sense?
Minor setback for a major comeback?
That's not at all what I was just explaining, but okay.
Okay, amazing. no, but yeah, I feel like I feel like, too, a lot of that thing, though, is, like, rejection is learning to use it to fuel yourself and, like, using it to grow your confidence instead of make it, like, deteriorate, which, again, way easier said than done. But, like, I just always go back to the fact that, like, everything hopefully happens for a reason. Like, if you didn't get that thing, like, okay, one door closes, where's the next one opening? Like, always keeping your options open, always seeing that there's so many, like, this world is crazy. There's so much you can do. There's so many things out there. So I think focusing on that is super important. And then just, like, I don't know. I feel like there, we were talking a little bit about, like, fake it till you make it. And I think there's, like, some studies that show, you know, like, if you smile, it releases endorphins or something like that. So it's, like, again, like, one time we actually heard our net with Lexi doing that. But, like, it's just when you smile, like, it can just help you feel better. Like, if you get up and you're, like, today's gonna be a great day. Like, I'm gonna crush it. Like, even just saying those words out loud, and, like, it sounds so dumb and annoying, but there is, like, fact behind it, and I feel like it's helped myself. Or, like, if you get up and play your favorite song, like you talked about, confidence kind of comes within a lot of those little everyday moments and movements. So, I would say, like, in a moment of distress, really focus on that.
Yeah, no, I think having, like, a good playlist is really powerful in its own way, like, on your way to work. I know podcasts are, like, the new thing, and, like, obviously we're making a podcast, and we want you to listen to this on your way to work, but, like, sometimes put on your favorite, you know, artist and jam out to their songs, scream it from the bottom of your lungs, like, and just let it out, sing, have fun, smile, and it does give you, like, confidence, and it gets you in that better mood that, like, all right, I'm gonna kill this day, like, you know, blasting Wicked on my way to work, like, it just gets me in a better mood, and I'm singing, I'm laughing, like, whatever. But I think yeah, like, listening, you know, creating a playlist that can help boost your confidence is something small that you don't have to, like, start by, like, you know, rearranging your whole life right now, but just start by, like, getting a playlist and start listening to it on your way to work, or when you're brushing your teeth, play your favorite song, like you just said.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, to, like, know your own kind of, like, triggers. Like, if you're starting to see yourself, like, get small and not be yourself, like, what can stop you out of it? And, like we said earlier, confidence kind of comes and goes, and it's more of, like, a feeling. Like, what can you do to, like, initially bring yourself back? So, like, I don't know, some girl I knew once was like, yeah, like, if I don't read a chapter of a book every day, like, I will be depressed. And I'm like, okay, like, maybe that's extreme, but, like, I love that you know that about yourself. And it's like, okay, now you know what you need to do to make sure you're okay. So I think knowing yourself and, like, knowing what gets you out of that is also important.
Yeah, I think, no, I think that, yeah, that's a good point to talk about, of, like, when you're starting to feel like your confidence is low, what are some things you can do to pull it out? So also knowing your triggers and then finding things that can pull you out of kind of that slump. So, like I said, like, even those questions, like, going back to those questions of, like, what am I doing right now to boost my confidence? Who am I surrounding myself with that lift me up? You know, how am I showing up for myself? These are just questions that, like, you can go back to when you're not feeling confident, and kind of reset and, you know, re-explore how you're feeling and look into some of those. And, you know, it's so important, because I think as females especially, confidence is really hard because it's a cultural thing. Like, our culture is that, like, you know, women comment on each other's bodies, and women judge each other, and we constantly compare ourselves, and we compare everything we do, and we hold ourselves to these ridiculously high standards. Like, and, you know, I do think it's a culture piece of how we do that. And so breaking that barrier and breaking those standards isn't easy. But I think ways to boost your confidence is trying to break that culture. Like, how can we not comment on each other? How can we not talk about weight? What else can we talk about? How can we, you know, reframe conversations if we're judging people or talking about other people behind their backs? Like, Because it is a culture thing, and I think a lot of women have, you know, low self-confidence because we aren't asking ourselves these things and we aren't taking care of ourselves and we are holding ourselves to high standards that are likely impossible to reach sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that whole thing can go back to the social media game, and it's like the trends are always changing, but we have to keep up with all of them. Like, like, oh, it's to have, like, whatever, a super skinny waist but a lot of curves, and it's not. Then it's lip filler, then it's not. Then it's this, then it's that, and it's like constantly changing every 5 years, and you're supposed to keep up with the trends and do exactly what they're doing. And I'm like, no, it's exhausting, one, and two, it's like, it's impossible. So yeah. I think, like we were saying earlier, like, one, get off social media, like, stop going on whatever it may be, and go on Pinterest, make a dream board, build your dream home, find self-care stuff, whatever the case may be, but it's like, you know, if you can't, like, sometimes, like, I get social media influence an outlet, it's a way to connect, like, how can we use that kind of in a positive way as well, is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, start, you know, putting on clothes you like to wear and not what people say looks good on you or what looked good on your friend so you want to wear it too. But start wearing stuff that you feel comfortable in and you think shows off your personality and who you are, and start little and start building steps to create your own self-confidence of your true self and who you really are. And I think, you know, like we said, if you're struggling with self-confidence right now, really look internally and, you know, ask yourself these questions and start being true to yourself and start asking, like, I have this one life to be true to me and be true to my identity. How can I start today by doing that? Can I put on music that isn't popular right now, but music that fuels my soul? You know, maybe you don't like Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter, but that's what everybody's playing, so you're playing it. I'm obsessed with that song. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, some people like rap, but it's like, oh, you're weird if you listen to rap and you're a girl. Like, why are you listening to that? Stop listening to other people and just do what fuels yourself and makes you feel good and you enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. I just think it's really hard. So I think, again, like I talked about earlier, like, stop setting unrealistic standards for yourself to break your confidence. Like, set small goals to make yourself feel accomplished. Like, make a checklist at the beginning of the week with three things on it, and then you get to cross them off. Like, do things that will build up your confidence and not break it down. Set realistic expectations. Oh, I'm going to make my bed 3 days out of the week. Maybe you don't make your bed ever, and this is something, a little step you're trying to take. But don't set the stage of doing it every single day. Like, be able to do it and then feel accomplished and build that confidence little by little. And then so you're not feeling like you're letting yourself down. Because as long as you're trying your best, you're really never letting yourself down, but it's very easy to feel that way. So I think just taking it, like, step by step. Because if you have low confidence and low self-esteem, like, you're not going to fix it in a day. Like, you have to start little by little and then just, like you said, surround yourself with those people, places, things, music, whatever it may be, that kind of feed your soul, and just, I don't know, focus on those instead of always focusing on the negative, which, again, is very hard, but
yeah, start small.
Put it in that frame instead of, like, oh, I need to change all these things about myself. Like, no, if you start small, I think it's a lot easier to feel like you're making, like, leeway and you're growing.
Yeah. And I think for all, you know, the athletes listening who are recently retired or are going to retire soon, like, it's hard because a lot of our confidence came from our sport and came from our teammates, came from our coaches, and, you know, people who had those, you know, people surrounding them to constantly give them confidence. Now it's like, okay, now what? I got to look for it somewhere else. And I got to, like we said, look internally, figure out what it is you want to do in this next stage of your life. Figure out how you're going to gain confidence in multiple areas, because remember, we're not putting all our eggs in one basket. We're spreading ourselves out and giving ourselves confidence from many different areas of our life and finding ways and goals and aspirations in those lives, or in those aspects that can boost our confidence and make us feel good about ourselves. So I know we kind of haven't really talked about like the loss of identity through soccer and through confidence there, but I think, you know, soccer did give me a lot of confidence because I felt like when I was on the field, it's like you're kind of, you know, with the big crowd watching and you feel like you're kind of like just like cool. And as an athlete, you just kind of have that, not superiority complex, but a little bit, like you're like on, you know, on campus and stuff. And now it's like you're kind of just a regular person. So how do you pull that confidence from other places?
I don't know. Still working on that.
Yeah, and I think that's a work in progress, but I think it's important for all of us to start, you know, some of those habits that we talked about in this episode. And I'm really glad we have this conversation. I think it's going to be helpful.
Yeah, I think it's important just to, like you said, just recognize it. Like, be able to recognize that your confidence is low and recognize how to get out of that. Because a lot of the times we just ignore it and we just think this is how we are. But with hard work and consistency, like, you can kind of build yourself back up. And yeah,
well, that is the conclusion of our episode because we are both falling asleep. We had long days at work, but I was thinking, Livy, we should call like our fan base like retirees. You know how like everybody has like a fan base?
Like Daddy Gang?
Yeah, like Daddy Gang. The Squeeze podcast with Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner. They're like lemon drops.
Oh, I love that.
So I was thinking y'all could be our retirees. Anyways, we hope you guys have a wonderful week and, you know, start channeling some of the things we talked about to start slowly kind of building your confidence back up or adding to your confidence if you feel like you're already at a place in your life where you're fairly confident.
Happy 2025. This year's going to be the best one yet. And follow us on Instagram at recently.retiring.
Yes, please go follow us, share with your friends, spread the word. You have to turn yours around. Or do I? Yeah,
oh, there we go. You do. No, the other one. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird because it's different on mine. Anyways, yes, have a wonderful week, everyone, and we will see you next week when we're talking about another topic.
We're not telling you.